to Homey Taste, a podcast about how to make authentic Chinese food at home. Homey Taste refers to give you a pleasant feeling just like having a dinner with family at Friday night. I'm your host, Carrie, a graduate student from IUPUI. In first four episodes, I talked about the recipe of fried rice, crab-flavored fish, preserved egg and pork congee, and noodles. Last episode, I talked about Chinese New Year food. You can find these five episodes on my blog page. On today's episode, I'll talk about a famous food from my hometown Wuhan, Hubei Province. Wuhan-style rice pancake, also called doupi, is a well-known local dish from Wuhan in the Hubei province of China. This dish was invented in 1931 by a local chef who improved the traditional doupi cooking style and later went on to open the famous restaurant Lao Tong Cheng. The name of the food comes from the material of the outside layer, which is made from a blend of green bean powder, eggs, milk, and flour. The inside of the doupi usually contains fried sticky rice blended with bean crop dice, sliced pork, mushrooms, and scallions. Once it has been fully cooked, it is cut into small pieces, about 5 to 8 cm apiece. Each serving consists of 2 to 3 pieces. There are many different flavors of doupi. For example, it can also be made with beef, shrimp, or mushrooms. It is one of the main breakfasts for locals. Doupi consists of two parts, skin and stuffing. The traditional thin doupi skin is made from a mixture of egg, flour, rice flour, and soybean milk. The stuffing includes glutinous rice, dried turnips, preserved Sichuan pickles, green beans, and spicy dried tofu. There are sometimes pieces of sliced or diced pork or beef as well. In addition to the sliced lean pork, the doupi stuffing can also include beef granules, diced winter mushrooms, diced winter bamboo shoots, shrimp meats, and other ingredients. Next, I'll tell you how to make doupi by yourself. The ingredients you need for making doupi are 2 eggs, 3 small cups of glutinous rice, corn flour or a small amount of water caltrop flour, spicy dried tofu, bamboo shoots, lean pork, and dried mushrooms. Here is the list of cooking method. First step, steam the glutinous rice in an electric rice cooker. Second, dice the spicy dried tofu, bamboo shoots, lean pork, and dried mushrooms. Third, mix lean pork with salt and soy sauce and preserve it for 5 minutes. Fourth, stir-fry the above ingredients and set aside for later use. Seasoning is the key to the unique taste of doupi. 5. Mix the cooked ingredients with the glutinous rice and blend them well for later use. 6. Break 2 eggs into a bowl, add 1/4 cup of water and a pinch of water caltrop flour, and stir well. 7. Heat the pan and add cooking oil. Adjust the stove to medium heat. Pour the egg pump into the pan before the oil is too hot. It's just like preparing an egg cake. Don't make the egg skin too thick. This process is the most difficult part because you really need to control duration and degree of heating. Then, wait until the surface of the egg skin is partially dry and then add the stuffing. Spread it evenly and press until it becomes compressed and smooth. Then, you can dry it. Thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Homey Taste. I'm your host, Carrie. Next episode, I'll talk about some Chinese desserts. Don't miss it!